It's 8:55 and 72 degrees in Champaign, Urbana on this last day of July. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Reginald. It's great to be here. We have mixed trade in early action, and you're right, last day of July this month, and summer's flying by. September corn down 4 cents at 441 and three quarters. December new crop corn down 3 3/4 at 464 and three quarters. Checking out soybeans, August soybeans up a penny and three quarters at 1179, and November new crop unchanged at 1188 and three quarters. September wheat down 21 cents at 642.5, and new crop July 27 wheat down 17 cents at 683.5. So as you can see, wheat is leading the way to the downside here in early action. Kind of a rain makes grain sentiment, I think, affecting the markets here, but more on the weather here just in a few minutes. Checking on the equities last glance, Dow Jones up 108 points, trying to rebound here at 52,316 after trading lower earlier this week. September WTI oil up $1.91 at 85.50. Wheat rotating lower after a really kind of concerning close yesterday. Chicago wheat rallied as high as 26 cents yesterday in early trade before closing up 3 cents. And that negative downward momentum has carried through here today on Friday. Wheat had previously added premium stemming from Ukrainian attacks on key Russian grain export assets. So it feels like there's a little bit of potential that some of the recent geopolitical escalations are now priced into current markets, and it's not new news at this point. USDA announced a flash sale of 9.2 million bushels of new crop soybeans to unknown. I think everyone in the trade, when you see the word unknown, you automatically think, could that very well be China? We're not sure yet. But a nice flash sale nonetheless. I think that's why soybeans have kind of hung in there as opposed to wheat and corn, grain feed grains kind of leaking lower. But more on the radar here, very welcome rains are currently moving across the heart of the Corn Belt as far north as Minnesota through Iowa, just getting into western Illinois right now and into Missouri. We have gotten dry here in central Illinois, so we're really looking forward to this system continuing its path and moving its way east. Should land in our area around this afternoon. This could help with potential corn kernel abortion. We're going to hear a lot about tip back on some of those end kernels that we want to keep on there as long as possible so they're ready for the combine this fall. And we'll also assist with all important pod filling, of course, here in late summer for the soybeans. We talk a lot about August rains are just really critical for beans. Well, it's July 31st, and there were some early planted beans. So I think this is kind of what the doctor ordered for some of these bean fields. We have seen some early corn samples with some bigger tip back than you'd like to see, but they're only anecdotal right now. We'll get more clarity in the coming weeks. Pro Farmer Crop Tour, I really like following that. That's August 17th through the 20th this year. So that's a good, you know, 2-3 weeks away. And then we'll get our next monthly USDA balance sheet on August 12th. That could be a key market mover. It was a very volatile one year ago. I remember that vividly. What kind of rain totals are we talking about? Southern Minnesota through Iowa, Western Illinois, in that, you know, 1.5 to 2.5 inch is forecasted in the 7-day precip. And a lot of that's here on the front end with the radar system we talked about here this morning. Drought map is pretty colorful to the west. Western Corn Belt, Nebraska, Dakotas, and Minnesota in drought conditions. They're looking for relief. 29% of U.S. corn's in drought and 26% of soybeans. So we need some late summer rains here to finish this crop off, and then we'll hopefully have a safe harvest. I hope everyone has a great weekend.
Thank you, Danny. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. The time is 9 o'clock.